Welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We do love hearing from all of you. Comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ryan Long, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. And we are reeling here because so far it's been a bit of a stormy week where we're at. Started back on Sunday. Tornadoes, severe thunderstorm warnings were out. Tigger, you were making sure that we had everything locked down, tied down.
I like storms, I think, like a lot of people. But then once they kind of hit and the winds hit, then I get a little nervous like the dog. I don't know why that is. I just remember as a kid, and maybe this is just me, I'm going to bring this up. Does it seem like there was more severe storms when we were kids? In my opinion, yes, because I remember during the summer and where we live, the severe storms, they start, you know, kind of in June and then go into July and August. That's our severe thunderstorm season. I remember spending many, 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 many nights in the basement. And you know the basement of that old farmhouse is not, it's more like a hole.
Yeah, it is. That's not.
So doesn't it seem like there's more storms when we were kids than there is now?
I would agree with you. I feel like there was. I remember being sent down to the basement of the old house on the ranch. We didn't live in the house. It was just an old house with a basement and getting sent down there.
So the house you lived in didn't have a basement.
Correct.
You went to the old farmhouse that had said basement or cellar in it for protection.
Yes,
that's
where we
hung out. Because I remember having pajamas, or not pajamas. My dad always had us have a pair of jeans and our shoes right beside the bed. Maybe that's why I get that from, of always being prepared. I just grew up that way, that dad always, make sure you have jeans and shoes, because it was always a matter of seconds that our folks would wake us up when we were wee ones. And you had to throw your jeans on right now and throw a sweatshirt on and your shoes and hightail it for the basement.
Well, I'm from a family that here clearly just ran, okay? We didn't have anything set out or prepared. We just hope mom and dad didn't wake us up in the middle of the night and send us outside.
But it just seems like there was more storms back then for some reason.
I do. I feel like there was. I do feel like there was back in the day.
But it's been a very active spring going into summer where we're at.
And last year was an extremely active tornado season. So everybody up here is a little bit on the sitting on the edge of their seats. And when you think about this, one of the storms that came through last Sunday actually had 103 mile per hour winds, and it went through a campground, an area that we go camping at 4th of July every year. And it literally took some of those campers and rolled them. I mean, it was crazy.
The insurance companies are busy.
Yes.
The lines have been blown up.
So then when we had a second swath come through here earlier, again, just a few days ago, everybody was on edge. But this was the first time I'd ever seen this. And I'm curious if you've all seen this and where you're at when you have severe weather in the summer, not the winter. We're used to blizzards. We're used to things shutting down. But actually the other night, because of the previous storm, the other night, the next swath that came through, there were many businesses in that small town that put up Facebook posts saying, we're closed. We're closing at 3 p.m. We're closing at 5 p.m.
I've never seen that in all my years, that businesses closed early because a storm was coming.
And it was a summer storm.
Summer storm. I'm not talking about a winter storm. I'm talking about a summer storm. I've never seen that.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because I had never either. We're talking the grocery store, even the bank, the bar. You know when things are going down when the
bar was closed?
Yes.
That's depressing.
But anyway, I just thought it was interesting, and I did appreciate those business owners understanding employees needing to get home in a safe amount of time.
And usually, I'm the one that is always prepared. I have a go bag that sits by my desk and goes wherever I go and has, like, the essentials in it. And it was the first time I noticed you on your own. You actually packed a go bag, and I didn't even know that you did. And you told me the other day, you said, I got this ready just in case we needed to make a run to, in our case, to the shop, we don't have a basement under the cabin here. If we had to go and seek shelter, it would be in the shop. But you had that ready to go just in case.
I figured you would be quite shocked when you found out that I had actually done a go bag. And I'm really glad I did, because honestly, there wasn't that much in my go bag. All that was in there was things that I knew that I truly did not want ruined or gone, you know, the worst case scenario ever. That's all that was really in there. Other than, you know, plus, of course, like my pills, you know, medications, a couple days worth of those.
You know, that's a good point.
Some cash.
To bring it, like, the medications thing. I know people, everybody's really good, especially like those people that live like in Tornado Alley or something like that. You grab your wallet and your ID and things like that, glasses. Everybody is usually pretty good about that. But think about maybe the elderly, or if you have some aging parents or something like that, that they have their stuff ready to go if they had to run to the basement, like medications, especially some people, or insulin that you need to take something every single day, or hearing aids. The elder, my dad goes through this, you know, all the time. Something happens. I forgot my battery for my hearing aids, or forgot this. But having those items in an area that you can quick grab if you have to make a dash for safety.
I would agree. Yes. And it actually gave me some relief. My anxiety wasn't as high as usual when the storm, and I love storms. I love watching them. I would be a storm chaser in another life if I could, but I did feel this other ease in my mind when I knew that I had these certain items with me. And it also included, you know, my passport. I maybe didn't have my driver's license
in
there.
That's a great idea.
But I had my passport in my go bag, so at least I had some kind of identification.
I didn't think of that, of throwing a passport in there. That's a genius idea. You also said that you threw in, you had SD cards that had all kinds of different information in addition to just pictures, but digital files. I think that was a genius idea. Oh, I've got a little external hard drive that I back up my computer with. I make sure that I always throw that in immediately.
Yeah, it's those things that a lot of times many of us use, say, Dropbox or Google Drive or something else to save our documents. So it's up in the cloud, I guess is what I'm getting at. But you wonder, why are the SD cards? Because to me, I have my SD cards that go all the way back to when digital cameras first started. And just in case there's something out of there, I just throw them all. And it's just a little tiny case that has them all. So it doesn't take up a lot of room.
So what you're getting at, it's those items to you that
unreplaceable,
that can never be replaced. My last little tidbit here before we go to break, we're probably ready to do that, is those of you that have especially a laptop computer, spend the extra $35 and get another power cord, because like most people, you've got the power cord is wedged underneath or behind or something like that, and it's a pain in the butt to get to. Have an extra power cord for said electronic, if it be your laptop or one of your notepads or phones for that matter.
Your tablet
that's all in your backpack or your little go bag. And then that way you don't have to worry. You're trying to crawl under a desk to unplug something or run to the bedroom because that's where the charger is for the phone. You know, you've just got an extra set for all of your electronics. You can just grab them, unplug everything real quick and go.
That was a great tip, Tigger. I loved it.
I'm a genius.
And I'm going to go and spin off that. Now that we've reminded you all, because it is tornado and severe thunderstorm season, take photos of your property and contents for insurance. That is the most overlooked item. You probably didn't even realize I did that again the other day, Tigger.
I had no idea.
I went through the whole house, took some pictures, did a little video, and then also of the shop, because the shop plus contents are insured. So after we had all of our vehicles parked in the shop, everything, I took a couple of pictures of that so you can see all the tools on the wall, all of that, because you need proof for insurance if you would be so unlucky and get yourself in a bind.
Great ideas and tips, baby.
On that note, we're going to take a short break, crew. When we come back, we've got more of The Ben Show.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Well, look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Corn Belt Classic is coming up June 16th through the 18th, followed by the Week in the Rockies sale. To consign to the Week in the Rockies sale, Cattle need to be cataloged by June 19th, and videos need to be submitted by June 26th. Again, June 19th for the catalog and June 26th for the videos to consign to the Week in the Rockies sale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com. RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information, and more right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? Head to RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and in the co-host chair is Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, we're going to talk about something that I'm kind of, passionate about. All right, not kind of. Tigger knows I'm very passionate about it, and that is financial literacy. And for those of you that don't know what financial literacy is, it's that set of skills needed to handle money wisely, invest effectively, and plan for a comfortable future, meaning retirement, is what I'm getting at.
Hold on, I'm on eBay right now.
Yeah, right. But I'm bringing this up because of something we encountered earlier in the week, and we'll get to that in a second. But when you think about financial literacy, what do you see, Tigger, in your mind? Do you see that our youth today are...
Have no clue.
Okay.
How about that one? I shouldn't say that. We pick on that on the next generation way too much, and our folks picked on our generation. But in all seriousness, I feel, this is just my opinion, that some of those basic skills are not being emphasized as much as they used to.
That is a good way of putting it.
Maybe it's because our society has turned so much into a paperless society. So everything is electronic, that maybe we forget some of those things as adults, where we don't have maybe that opportunity to show the checkbook, even though that's coming back, and we'll get into that.
Well, I think what you're getting at too is everybody wants everything faster, right?
Yeah.
And they want it yesterday. But when you think about financial literacy, you're right. It is going backwards. A recent study came out that was done along with Stanford. Anyway, we're at a 10-year low when people come to knowing or understanding what financial literacy even is.
Is that because we are such a paperless society? Do you think? I'm just curious, your opinion of why that is.
I think that part of it is, yes, we've become a paperless, everything's electronic, everything has to be there faster than it was the day before.
And I want it now, pull out the credit card and bam, we can get it.
But I think there's another big side of this, and I'm not picking on teachers or anything at all. We love our teachers. You have enough to work with, that's for sure. But I just feel like there are some core fundamentals that aren't being maybe brought in early enough or continuous. And that could even go to the parents, all right? Parents, you know, are in charge of this too. It's not just on the teachers, but to start teaching youth or teaching the next generation a want versus a need.
I think that's because we are in a paperless society. That's my opinion of why we tend to overlook some of those basic skills.
I would agree with you, because when you have cash in your hand, that is harder to give away than handing your credit card.
Exactly.
So I'm with you.
How many times, like with our nephews, when they were younger and they would hang out and stay with us, and mom and dad would give them a few dollars if they would stay overnight, and we'd go out to eat or something and they could get some candy or whatever. How many times when they had money in their pocket, they weren't willing to spend as much, or especially if it was their money that they saved up and they could physically see it and touch it. And then they would understand that if they had that $20 bill and they wanted X, Y, or Z, they were only going to get this much back. And it caused them to make some very interesting buying decisions where maybe I don't need that candy bar. Maybe I don't need that fruit licorice or whatever it is.
I will agree with you that there is a huge thing with not with kids to adults. It doesn't matter the age. If you've got cash in your hand, it's harder to give away, even at garage sales, because Tigger will make fun of me, but I will sit there and I'm that person that will negotiate at
so
a garage
dumb.
Sale.
It's so ridiculous. You'll negotiate over 4 bits.
But you
and
know,
4 bits is 50 cents, by the way, for those of you that don't know that nomenclature.
I didn't know what it was either. Don't feel bad.
Don't you know that 2 bits is 25 cents, 4 bits is 50 cents?
Why would I know that? I have no idea.
Not everybody knew that. Okay, continue on.
Well, anyway, talking on this topic, the reason why we are talking about it is earlier in the week, we had a vehicle worked on, and before Tigger went to pay for it, he went and he asked the auto body shop owner, and he had said, "How much, by the way, is this going to cost? And is there a credit card fee on top of this?" And the owner appreciated Tigger asking because he said, "Yes, I do add on a credit card fee." He had a sign there anyway.
It was a big sign. I didn't even see it because I'm so used to hanging out and talking with Jim.
Yeah, I know. You love Jim. So you just talk to Jim and pay Jim. But regardless, what we found out was that previously, this auto body shop had been absorbing the credit card fees, and the credit card fees were 3.5%. Now, you think about that on an entire year's worth
of gross
sales
income, yep,
that this auto body shop has. He said it was costing him
thousands
of dollars.
Upon thousands upon thousands.
Right. So he had to put up the sign that says, "Sorry, there'll be a 3.5% whether you use a credit or a debit card." And I know some of you are going, "But it should be less for a debit card." Unless you tell them it's a debit card, how are they supposed to know? They look the same. Nobody would know the difference.
So are they less if you use a debit card?
It depends on the bank.
Depends upon the bank. So more and more people, I asked Jim, I said, "Will you take a check?" And he said, "Well, yes, absolutely, check or cash. I mean, we could have paid with our credit card, but when you go in and you get any kind of work done on a vehicle, and those of you that run diesels, you're talking a few $1,000s every single time you go in there to get something worked on, and that is significant, that 3.5%. So, I mean, let's say 3% on $2,000, that's $60. That's a tank of fuel right there, a half tank fuel.
There you have it. It's either coming out of your pocket or that small business's pocket.
Somebody's going to pay for it.
Exactly. So that brought us up to thinking about our credit card fees driving or maybe a return to checks and cash. What do you think on that?
I would say yes. You know, and I asked Jim, do more and more people pay with checks? And he said, it's incredible how many people come in with their checkbook, but they joke about it and say, "You got to remind me again, how do I write a check?" Those sorts of things. And I think that's what you were getting at as part of that financial literacy is how many people are used to, me included, not writing a check very often, and also recording said checks in your register. And that brings up a wonderful opportunity to educate that next generation. There's basic accounting, right? There it is. There's your spreadsheet, right? You got your income and your expenses in your check register. That's a great way to help that next generation understand that this is the amount that's in the bank. If you go over this, you get in trouble from the bank and you're bouncing a check. That's
and mom
a
and
no-no.
Dad aren't covering the check.
And mom and dad aren't covering that. I think it's a great time, especially now that a lot of us are either A, using more cash, or B, writing a check, especially for those bigger expenses.
Now, do I think checks are going to make a total comeback? No, I don't, because we are in a society that wants things right now, yesterday, or maybe just not used to carrying the checkbook with us and forgot it. But I do believe that especially businesses where you have large invoices, you're talking auto body shops, like we just said, you know, you're paying for your insurance on your vehicles, any of those things, I can see us going back to more of a check type mentality or setting up for monthly withdrawals, things like that, so that you're not having to get that associated fee added on top of everything else.
And my final little comment here before we go to break, I know we got to get there pretty darn quick, but it's if you're using a credit card that has like 2% cash back or 1.5% cash back. The key to that is to make sure you pay it off every single month.
Always pay
so
it off.
So there's no interest that is on that credit card. And now when you're going and if you're used to using that for purchases, just ask that particular retail outlet if they charge those fees, because it can be significant if you're like Beck and I, that we were using that all the time to pay for our expenses.
So there you have it, a little accounting 101. We took you back to the good old years. And hopefully you can find that checkbook so you can save some money on those credit card fees. Otherwise, just remember, cash is king. We're going to take a short break, folks. There'll be more of The Ben Show right after this. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Some cows push to the front, some hang back, and some are just too darn busy raising a calf to compete for supplement. Over time, uneven intake can mean uneven performance across the herd. That's why Westway Feed Products Liquid Feed is available 24/7, giving every cow the opportunity to consume on her own time, because consistent intake helps support consistent performance. Liquid Feed from Westway Feed Products.
The Hunt. The stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Welcome back to The Ben Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. Consider this your little PSA, your public service announcement. Next weekend is Father's Day on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. It's a week later this year, it seems, doesn't it?
It is, yes. So, and that's why I'm reminding all of you, in case you hadn't, I know, called your dad or grandpa recently, or that favorite
got
uncle.
Got a card or something.
Yes. So what would you say, Tigger? I know you and I don't have kids, but if you would have been like a dad or something like that, what would you think guys would want for Father's Day?
In terms of gifts?
Yeah. Would they not want gifts?
We don't want gifts.
What do you guys want?
We don't want gifts, because if we need something and we want something, we're going to go get it. Because we probably needed whatever that was, or if it's a want, if we've got our eye on a particular firearm in my situation, maybe it's that fishing pole, or maybe it's tools, or maybe it's something like that. We're going to go, with your permission, of course.
You are so full of it.
We are going to go and purchase said item. So I would say, no, guys don't, in my opinion, don't want gifts on Father's Day. We just want to maybe go do something or not do, or maybe where you don't have to go do something.
Oh, so you're saying you don't want the cliche best dad, number one dad coffee mug. You don't want the tie.
No.
And you don't want to be forced to go to a wedding.
Amen. Amen. I would say it's more about, is it going and doing an activity? I remember as a kid, Father's Day. In fact, we'd always go to Sweetbriar all the time.
You went fishing.
So we'd always go fishing all the time on Father's Day. Maybe it was because all of us loved fishing more than dad, and he felt bad, and he just, let's just go fishing.
That's what we did, too. We did fishing for Father's Day.
Or maybe that individual really likes to grill and likes to be over the griddle and likes to make food for everyone. Maybe that's their love language.
Oh, okay. Because that is one of your love languages, along with your good friend Chad. Both of you have the same love language. You both love to cook, and the rest of us are taken care of. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in people appreciating what we cook and serve them.
So in other words, you're saying understand your dad's hobbies and interests and try to grab something. If he's a golfer, maybe plan on doing an afternoon of golf or something like that. Fishing, or if they want to go camping.
Or maybe they don't want to do a particular task. We're like, okay, maybe they cannot be in the field cutting hay that particular day. Can they take at least part of it off if it's to do nothing?
So there you have it. I like that. Just taking the time to do what your dad wants to do. And you might be surprised. Maybe your dad wants to be in the field and he wants you to ride along in the tractor with him.
Exactly. Maybe you do have to be out putting up hay or something because the weather is just right. Maybe you go and just ride in the tractor with him for a while.
So there you have it. Next weekend is Father's Day. Just remember, it's not about the gift. It's about the time you spend with one another.
But if there is something that dad had his eye on for a long time, now is your opportunity to maybe purchase said gift.
And we're going to call this show wrapped for this week, folks. Remember to keep sending us in any questions you might have, something spot-worthy for us to share, as well as your fishing reports. We want to hear if you're reeling in the biggins. That number you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch back if you can next week on The Bend.